game, and I think we played well considering the pressure that was on us. Obviously, Millwall are a good side. They came out very well, and we only got the one goal past them in the first half. I think after half time, we settled down and we played really good football and obviously got the three goals, which was a real nice cushion for us.
How has the standard of opposition been this year in FAWSL 2?
I think it's been a lot more challenging than previous years that we've played in the Premier League division. Obviously, these England players, different calibre of players, and obviously it's good for our development as players. And obviously, it'll be even harder next year.
And it helped you got off to a good start, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. Obviously, it's a massive boost and it takes a bit of pressure off us, so it was nice to get the good starts.
It's been a great season internationally as well, hasn't it, with England call-up?
Yeah, it's been a great season. I think, obviously, a standout season so far. I've been to a World Cup and won the WSL 2 league medal.
What was Canada like?
Oh, it was totally different. I've played in a few Europeans, but it was just on a different scale, the World Cup, the media attention, the fans that came, the standout players. You're playing against players from all over the world, so it was a great experience, and it'll be one that I'll keep in the memory bank for a long time.
And that goal you scored as well?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people in my family have been saying it was a miss kick. It came off my shin, but
I don't think so.
When it left me foot, I just knew it was a good hit. I've never hit a ball so well in my life, but if it went in then, I don't mind.
As people like Steph Horton has told me, and she said that you could be one of the next one to make the seniors from the area, how does a comment like that make you feel?
Yeah, I think it was very positive to hear, and I think it just spurs you on more to do well and try and get there eventually.
And Mark has shown that he's not afraid to pick players and try new players. I mean, we had Fran this season getting a big breakthrough. Do you reckon you could be next?
Yeah, well, I was thinking if I prove a point, what he can't people, it's nice to know Fran Kirby's and the WSL 2 got the call up, so it's nice to know that it's playing on talent rather than division.
And you're promoted now and obviously hoping to build on this year's selection with an eye on the main Canada squad next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's always possible, so if you work hard enough, I'm sure it could come true.
How busy has your phone been since yesterday? Anything tempting?
No, not yet. Obviously, I think people let us enjoy our moment at the moment. There's been a lot of obviously fans and support from everyone on Twitter and Facebook, but I think everyone's just letting us celebrate at the moment.
Back in your youth, how important was Borough to your career so far?
Well, yeah, I think it was massive. I went there when I was 10 till I was 16, so I spent a good 16 years there playing with different players. Obviously, there was a trials to get in, so it made you work very hard trying to get in the set up all the time, so I think it was a massive part of my career, and I worked with some good players to get to where I am today.
And England v Sweden was at Victoria Park. It proved once again a lovely game in the North East.
Yeah, I think a lot of people enjoyed it. Sweden are a very good team, and England proves that they can play against the best and beat the best. When they go to the World Cup, we can do that.
Have you got any advice for youngsters interested in getting involved in the game?
I think I would just say go ahead, try it out. There's lots of different setups in the northeast area. Just enjoy playing and work hard. And if you work hard enough, something will happen.
And things have got a lot better since you started, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. The women's game's changed massively, and I think it can only keep improving. So fingers crossed women's football gets as big as men's one day, possibly.
What kind of changes have you seen since you've been under the main men's team?
I think you're seeing women obviously going full-time. The media attention and fans, people are coming to watch more, and I think they're taking much more of an interest. We've obviously got our own TV show, which is on BT Sport. We're getting coverage on BT Sport and on BBC Three. I think the Olympics was a massive boost for the women's game, so we're heading in the right direction, and I think it can only keep going that way.
And how would you rate this season compared to others you played in the past? I think I might know the answer.
I'd probably give it a good 100. No, it was my best season so far, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.